they have not been able to cause or precipitate another constitutional convention. The United States worked on the Federalist Papers, and then as a basic constitution was formed, then was called a constitutional convention, at which point they threw out everything preceding, after promising they would only alter one or two things. So this is what you have going on right now, is we'll just have a little constitutional convention and require that the budget be balanced every year. There is, in your constitution, a requirement that the federal budget has to be balanced every year. And it has to be balanced, and the taxes taken in appropriation according to the states, from the states who are sovereign. Ultimately from the citizen who must approve everything, who is sovereign. So that's a lie. Then they say, well, we won't tolerate burning of the flag, we'll have a constitutional convention and we'll make an amendment. No, there are total rules on how to manage the flag of a nation. So here's the situation. They keep coming up with excuse after excuse to cause you to allow them to call a convention, at which point they can promise you anything, but everything is superseded by the knowingness and the original rules that say once into convention, it cannot be impacted. And therefore, they will dismantle the Constitution completely because they have already a new state's Constitution. And it should terrify all of you. And what it is something that works hand in hand under the United Nations Charter. So this is the situation that we're faced with. And this is the place where it has to be. And the reason that I'm here, maybe I won't always be here, but the reason that I'm here is this is where the largest activity is going on, and this is where the central crystal for this entire solar system is located for communication and for navigation. And therefore, that's why I have this scribe here, who is able to literally simply translate a universal pulse pattern. It isn't singling out any part of the world. It is the last hope of having the ability to raise enough against what the elite are doing to possibly turn it around. I'll tell you right now at this table, I do not believe it will be turned around. It will play itself out. I cannot go forth to the public and say it is hopeless. But you see, hope is a strange thing. What you hope for is an impossibility. This is the hope. This will allow the turning about of these nations, of this globe, into survival. And what the elite plan to do is depopulate this world down to 500 million people. But they are now making statements. Literally, George Bush has made this statement that the earth will have no more population than 550 million beings. That means they're going to wipe out a whole bunch of you.
Can I ask another question?
Please, just keep firing.
Just a few weeks ago, maybe 6-7 weeks ago, I got information that there's a main UFO base just north of Munich. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, absolutely.
I know they even gave us the name of it. Is it for us to go there and investigate, or are we getting contacted, or what?
If you can get in and you can find out anything, I think you'll find it very, very interesting.
But what's the use? They told us also that the earth is divided up in squares, which are controlled by certain UFO units.
Well, you've got two things that you're talking about. And when we speak of UFOs, you see, I don't speak of the same thing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because technology on your place now, and especially through the Soviets, you have sophisticated, they have total control of space through cosmospheres and cosmic platforms and moon base, Mars base. They have been able to keep all of the other free nations out of the space business. I mean, they have very, very sophisticated systems. And quite frankly, they have so far worked very well with us. Ours is not to interfere. We do have ones coming and going, but not as many anymore. So when you talk about UFO bases, I have to let you know that I call these over here at Northrop facilities, I recognize them as your UFO bases, because nothing is unidentified to me, for instance. So I don't have unidentified flying objects running around. And all of the ones that so far have done all the abducting and game playing have been your own. And I speak of your own because many of the nations have capability in one form or another to play those games. But basically it's Russia and the United States. But you see, you cannot go through the Soviet Union and the United States because they are controlled by the higher elite called bankers. And so when we talk about giving away or selling America or whatever for 5 bottles of rum, I want to tell you, the minute that the United States became free and you had this nice revolution with all the pretty red coats, you couldn't wait. The United States couldn't wait, and ever since the War of 1812, the United States has done nothing but everything it could to get back under control of England. And now the Queen comes to visit her property and your people of the lie. So the joke really is, that is the truth. And here you are again on the ragged edge of another revolution. Only this time you're going to be allies, and they're going to have all of the masses of the population of the globe. So none of you can sort out and say, well, I'm over here on this side, and I'm on that side, and I'm on that side because I'm from Holland, and I'm from England, and I'm from Germany. It is the mass of the globe against the elite. Now that's just flat the way it is. And the elite run this world through the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and every nation recognized right here at this table as a branch, at least one branch, and is represented. And this elite is keeping it to a minimum. And all ones that they choose to allow, quote, to live would be producers for them. And yeah, until they're able to, you know, bump all, everybody off through AIDS or whatever is going to be created as the death trap, you're caught.
Now, is it true that the Muslim as a religion is one of the greatest dangers for the next world war in Europe?
Yes. Yes.
Like,
and that becomes true because of the oppression. You see, the intent is to get rid of the Christian. And you've got several things that have happened here. Once again, when I say Christian, you think Jesus. But you see, all of the the bases of almost all of the religions that are not Antichrist. Now that means Antichrist. Don't misunderstand. That's anti-God. That is atheism. But all the way around this, they can toe dance and say, oh no, I'm a Christian. I believe in this, that, and the other. And yet when you go into their secret rituals, you will find that they are about as evil as you can get. It's a lot cleaner and more honest to say, I am anti-God, because most of those who say they're anti-God are not. They simply don't want to go along with the traditional religions.
Right.
So here you've got the Muslims. They base their belief on higher power, further existence, and basically truth. And it is according to Christ's teachings, Christ's beingness. I will be good in my life. I will follow my rules and I will be good and I will be humble and I will be all that other, which has gotten just equally as twisted. But basically it started out as pretty pure Christianity, Christness, trying to reach again this God. And then came Islam, which mixes the basic teachings of this Christ being Jesus with this Muslim input and traces of the Buddhist input. And of course your biggest problem, if you will be coming out of China, because in there you have this religious indoctrination also.
They took Tibet.
But you have the absolute masses of gun bearers, if you will, bodies.
They took Tibet already, and now they will move up to India, right?
That's right.
And it will happen just after the big, how do you call this, eruption of the...
Volcano? Which volcano?
I don't know, but that's what I saw.
A prophecy?
That's what I saw.
You saw a vision.
I saw a vision of a big volcano. After that, I saw... that's what I want to ask you about.
Well, you can get pretty nervous right now.
After
you've got Etna erupting, and this is getting pretty close, because you're going to find...
And then I saw the Chinese go into India, and then I saw somebody from the English royal family getting killed and being buried. And I thought it was a woman, but I'm not sure. Might be. What I saw was a nun with how do you call this? What she has on her
habit.
Mm-hmm. But she had plain clothes. And I saw this woman just before she fell, got into a limousine, I saw her fall down. And I saw the south of England in totally black.
South of England?
Yes. And then I saw a morning, you know, how do you call this? A row of carrots, you know?
Carrots?
Yeah.
Carriages?
Yeah, with wheels.
You know? Oh, in morning.
In morning?
In morning.
Right.
Okay.
And that's what I saw, but I couldn't make much sense at that time because it's 1.5 years ago. But now the Etna bursts. I thought, well, maybe this is the start.
This is not the volcano. It will be probably, but it's on the same fissure.
Yeah.
It's on the same underground heat traverse system as Vesuvius. And so you remember that as ones visualize things as prophecy, let's just put it out there with the word you understand. As prophecy is seen, visions are given to ones. Some go out and say, well, I'm the great fortune teller because I saw this vision.
I don't tell it to anybody.
It's hard to pinpoint these places. And that's why you have a gift. But if you knew it all, you would have a tendency to say it, and the minute that you say it, the adversary goes to work to make sure it doesn't happen that day, that it doesn't happen quite the way that you present it. And remember that always, just as with John in Revelation, he was having to interpret something, and then by the time it's translated, let us say you tell that to George, by the time George has told it to four people, it's not like you told it. Just some little variation. I forgot the name, but I think.
But I'm not telling it to anybody.
Well, I hear you, too, but we're going to talk a little bit about the prophecies and the importance of what you are seeing. And you are here. Whether it's curiosity or coincidence, it doesn't matter which at this moment.
I'm a very curious man.
Well, that's why you've been given to see some things, so that you don't have trouble understanding the truth of it. And you don't question the truth of it. You question why it's this way or that way or the other way. And obviously everyone who knows that it is the truth is eager to know how it happens and to prevent as much as you can from it coming down and getting people informed so they know what to expect. You are going to go into a mass of robotoid idiots, zombies. They are living dead. They just walk around doing whatever they do all day long.
Rapping.
And yet you have a planet that is so packed, and it has, I have just gotten through dictating, because I think it is the most important topic with ones who cannot deal with the Zionist elders' protocols, which has been the plan since the beginning of life on your planet. It has just evolved and goes through these refinements from what you will call the Antichrist or adversary factor on your place. And it has gone up, and then it grew up through the Rothschilds and the banking community and the Zionists and right on until it's now taught in some of the intelligence groups, because the intelligence groups of your world, you see, there are more KGB agents in the American CIA than there are Americans. And those are trained by British intelligence and Mossad. So you've got a worldwide enforcing, conjuring up, how to pull it off, secret society working for a secret government and secret business to get the better of you and to control the world, and it's called Plan 2000. It will be fully operational by year 2000 if they have their way.
Why do you choose for this mean of communication? Why don't you show up yourself?
What would that do to these ones, especially who work for me? Well, I'd get them all killed.
By light? I mean, because of the vibration or what?
No, just because man would come up and kill them. They already have, this scribe of mine has already made this journey back and forth some 5 times in the last 3 years. That's how dangerous it is that we're sitting here even talking about this. I can keep you alive, I can keep you well, I can keep you sheltered.
Is there anything I can do in Europe? Can we communicate in Europe when I'm in Europe?
This is my voice here. I don't know who might be speaking over there. I don't preclude that some one of the commanders might be, well, speaking with you. There isn't any reason. If you are receiving information, then there isn't any reason that you don't pay attention, listen, write it down.
You might very well find that.
I just warn you.
I do automatic writing.
You clean your space because you will pick up every drag from the other side first. And the last thing that you say when you begin to write is if you are of evil, and don't tinker with it. I mean this in intent. It doesn't matter what this says. You say, I demand that if you are of the adversary, you withdraw. And you will know. You will know, but you must come into to balance with that.
Can you tell me something about karma? But that's karma to do with all this. I mean, all these people...
For you, nothing. Karma is what is called in the Eastern terminology of rebirthing or reincarnation, a payment or a debt owed for whatever particular kind of lesson you need or actions in one experience or another, and then theoretically you have this against you and you must at some point cleanse that. I disagree with the total concept of that. Lessons are lessons are lessons, and you're going to get your lessons. Everybody who arrives again at the higher experience is going to have passed through lessons. So let us consider what these lessons mean and what they might mean to you or this group sitting at this table. It is not like you think it is. You ones fill unique positions. And this is one thing that causes you great confusion, because you have to learn to remember, because you've all experienced it. You are sent back specifically at this time to function on Earth place during this transition. That means that you are coming from the very highest realms where we all work together. Agreements were made, commitments were made to be available. We have been together at Atlantis, Lemuria, Pan, every major civilization change on the globe we have shared. And now this is the biggest. This is the final major evolution of the planet itself, in which the planet has been so damaged that it has to, in its own right, be cleansed and reclaimed. At the same time, in 1987, in August, you will note that all of the primitive or aboriginal calendars ended. This includes the Incas, the Aztecs, the Mayans, etc. Those ones were already removed from the place. It's time that many of those ones will be coming back. And they're expected. The calendar began again in the final, or let us call it the beginning era of your new relationship to your home base and your central sun, which is Alcyon of Pleiades. You are seven out in the orbiting galactic range, where you will have planets orbiting within your galaxy. We have galaxies orbiting around the central sun, Alcyon, and you are in it. That means that as we move into the photon belt of Pleiades, you are going to move into it, and as you pass into it, you're going to experience 2,000 years of light. You will be getting sunlight from your own sun and from the central sun, at least, of Pleiades. In the beginning, it will be one of the smaller suns reflecting, so that you will have a more gradual integration. Now, many, many things happen, and everybody thinks, well, you're going to come and get us all, and you're going to do this. No, we're not. And when ones are moved to experience within that new society, evil is not coming in. So this is what the Christ speaker said, except by me shall you come into the kingdom. What is meant by that is your intent to follow the rules as laid forth by God and the universal order. You can experience anywhere else. And if you are willing to get off of the place at given blow-up day, we'll call it B-Day, then we can put you into other environments more suitable to your level of growing. But you ones are not going to get away with that kind of behavior. You can experience on this place and you can have all the opinions you want, but you see, we only judge by what is the intent within the soul. And you can lie about it all you want to with this mouth, but you see, I know who you are. And some go their own way because they were trying, they were even trying to mesh it, and it was coming out, oh, I'm here to serve, and then, but don't tell me the truth because that offends me. I want to do this and this and this and this. I would rather have an honest criminal than a lying cheat. And mainly one's lying to selves. I believe that it's all right to do this. Just let's murder a little bit. Well, it says, thou shalt not. That is up to the Creator. And so as you study, and what I have just dictated and written, it is so important that I would hope that you would take a copy of both with you, the tapes, is silent weapons for quiet wars. This was an introductory manual for training for the intelligence groups that would bring into being the Plan 2000. And it needed to wait until electronic computers, high-speed computers, could evaluate data. But the whole plan is based on the ongoing protocols of how to take the world and enslave the masses of people. But this does get it out of a religious aspect so that the Jews can't say, well, you just are anti-Semitic, at which I always find great entertainment in the fact that they are not Semites, so how could I be anti-Semitic when I am basically a Semite? They don't bother to find out their own definitions, you see. They don't know what they're talking about. And it's like the Holocaust. Many of the nations, and I believe, let's see, I believe maybe all of you are from nations that cannot legally speak out against the Holocaust as presented by the Orthodox Jew. And Germany has allowed this to happen. Does that mean I'm a Nazi and in favor of what happened? And does it mean that there was no dastardly deeds pulled against Jews? No, none of the above. It means that there was a better reason for the attitude of the Germans, and the Germans were simply trying to place these Jewish elements who literally declared war against Germany, and they were trying to place these people, and they even had a Palestinian plan to begin to ship them into Palestine. And where you got the most atrocities against human beings were in the Soviet run camps, and yet none of them were set up as death camps. Typhoid fever and typhus both broke out, and there were massive numbers killed. But what really is horrendous and unthinkably cruel is that the pictures they utilize from those death camps or pictures taken out of the Eisenhower Churchill camps after the war of German people and other people that they had restrained in those concentration camps with no food, no shelter, no water, and they also broke out with typhoid fever. So I get passionate about it, and I get angry at the German people who allow this to go on. Mathematically, it cannot be, do you see? And therefore, they have to pass international law to prevent you confronting it. And they do it on the basis of hate crimes. And when a man has to pass a law to force a lie into being, and ones wonder what happened to your Bible, what happened to your history. This is what happens. So that you come up today and you don't know anything. They have taken your heritage, they have taken your history, and they have brought you away from God so that they could enslave you and use you. They have not been able to cause or precipitate another constitutional convention. The United States worked on the Federalist Papers, and then as a basic constitution was formed, then was called a constitutional convention, at which point they threw out everything preceding, after promising they would only alter one or two things. So this is what you have going on right now, is we'll just have a little constitutional convention and require that the budget be balanced every year. There is, in your constitution, a requirement that the federal budget has to be balanced every year. And it has to be balanced, and the taxes taken in appropriation according to the states, from the states who are sovereign. Ultimately from the citizen who must approve everything, who is sovereign. So that's a lie. Then they say, well, we won't tolerate burning of the flag, we'll have a constitutional convention and we'll make an amendment. No, there are total rules on how to manage the flag of a nation. So here's the situation. They keep coming up with excuse after excuse to cause you to allow them to call a convention, at which point they can promise you anything, but everything is superseded by the knowingness and the original rules that say once into convention, it cannot be impacted. And therefore they will dismantle the Constitution completely because they have already a new state's Constitution. And it should terrify all of you. And what it is something that works hand in hand under the United Nations Charter. So this is the situation that we're faced with. And this is the place where it has to be. And the reason that I'm here, maybe I won't always be here, but the reason that I'm here is this is where the largest activity is going on, and this is where the central crystal for this entire solar system is located for communication and for navigation. And therefore, that's why I have this scribe here, who is able to literally simply translate a universal pulse pattern. It isn't singling out any part of the world. It is the last hope of having the ability to raise enough against what the elite are doing to possibly turn it around. I'll tell you right now at this table, I do not believe it will be turned around. It will play itself out. I cannot go forth to the public and say it is hopeless. But you see, hope is a strange thing. What you hope for is an impossibility. This is the hope. This will allow the turning about of these nations, of this globe, into survival. And what the elite plan to do is depopulate this world down to 500 million people. But they are now making statements. Literally, George Bush has made this statement that the earth will have no more population than 550 million beings. That means they're going to wipe out a whole bunch of you.
Can I ask another question?
Please, just keep firing.
Just a few weeks ago, maybe 6-7 weeks ago, I got information that there's a main UFO base just north of Munich. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, absolutely.
I know they even gave us the name of it. Is it for us to go there and investigate, or are we getting contacted, or what?
If you can get in and you can find out anything, I think you'll find it very, very interesting.
But what's the use? They told us also that the Earth is divided up in squares, which are controlled by certain UFO units.
Well, you've got two things that you're talking about. And when we speak of UFOs, you see, I don't speak of the same thing that you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because technology on your place now, and especially through the Soviets, you have sophisticated, they have total control of space through cosmospheres and cosmic platforms and moon base, Mars base. They have been able to keep all of the other free nations out of the space business. I mean, they have very, very sophisticated systems. And quite frankly, they have so far worked very well with us. Ours is not to interfere. We do have ones coming and going, but not as many anymore. So when you talk about UFO bases, I have to let you know that I call these over here at Northrop facilities, I recognize them as your UFO bases, because nothing is unidentified to me, for instance. So I don't have unidentified flying objects running around. And all of the ones that so far have done all the abducting and game playing have been your own. And I speak of your own because many of the nations have capability in one form or another to play those games. But basically, it's Russia and the United States. But you see, you cannot go through the Soviet Union and the United States because they are controlled by the higher elite called bankers. And so when we talk about giving away or selling America or whatever for 5 bottles of rum, I want to tell you, the minute that the United States became free and you had this nice revolution with all the pretty red coats, you couldn't wait. The United States couldn't wait, and ever since the War of 1812, the United States has done nothing but everything it could to get back under control of England. And now the Queen comes to visit her property and your people of the line. So the joke really is, that is the truth. And here you are again on the ragged edge of another revolution. Only this time you're going to be allies, and they're going to have all of the masses of the population of the globe. So none of you can sort out and say, well, I'm over here on this side, and I'm on that side, and I'm on that side because I'm from Holland, and I'm from England, and I'm from Germany. It is the mass of the globe against the elite. Now that's just flat the way it is. And the elite run this world through the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, and every nation recognized right here at this table has a branch, at least one branch, and is represented. And this elite is keeping it to a minimum. And all ones that they choose to allow, quote, to live would be producers for them. And yeah, until they're able to, you know, bump all, everybody off through AIDS or whatever is going to be created as the death trap, you're caught.
Now, is it true that the Muslim as a religion is one of the greatest dangers for the next world war in Europe?
Yes. Yes.
Like,
and that becomes true because of the oppression. You see, the intent is to get rid of the Christian. And you've got several things that have happened here. Once again, when I say Christian, you think Jesus. But you see, all of the bases of almost all of the religions that are not Antichrist. Now that means Antichrist. Don't misunderstand. That's anti-God. That is atheism. But all the way around this, they can toe dance and say, oh no, I'm a Christian. I believe in this, that, and the other. And yet when you go into their secret rituals, you will find that they are about as evil as you can get. It's a lot cleaner and more honest to say, I am anti-God, because most of those who say they're anti-God are not. They simply don't want to go along with the traditional religions.
Right.
So here you've got the Muslims. They base their belief on higher power, further existence, and basically truth. And it is according to Christ's teachings, Christ's beingness. I will be good in my life. I will follow my rules and I will be good and I will be humble and I will be all that other, which has gotten just equally as twisted. But basically it started out as pretty pure Christianity, Christness, trying to reach again this God. And then came Islam, which mixes the basic teachings of this Christ being Jesus with this Muslim input and traces of the Buddhist input. And of course your biggest problem, if you will be coming out of China, because in there you have this religious indoctrination also.
They took Tibet.
But you have the absolute masses of gun bearers, if you will, bodies.
They took Tibet already, and now they will move up to India, right?
That's right.
And it will happen just after the big, how do you call it, eruption of the
Volcano. Which volcano?
I don't know, but that's what I saw.
A prophecy?
That's what I saw.
You saw a vision.
I saw a vision of a big volcano. After that, I saw... that's what I wanted to ask you about.
Well, you can get pretty nervous right now.
After that,
Etna erupting, and this is getting pretty close, because you're
and
going
then
to
I saw
find
the Chinese go into India, and then I saw a somebody from the English royal family getting killed and being buried, and I thought it was a woman, but I'm not sure. Might be what I saw was a nun with how do you call this, what she has on her
habit.
Habit. Mm-hmm. But she had plain clothes, and I saw this woman just before she fell, got into a limousine, I saw fall down. And I saw the south of England in totally black.
South of England?
Yes. And then I saw like a morning, you know, what do you call this? A row of carrots, you know?
Carrots?
Yeah.
Carriages?
Yeah, with wheels.
You know? Oh, in morning.
In morning.
Right. Okay.
And that's what I saw, but I couldn't make much sense at that time because it's 1.5 years ago. But now the Etna bursts. I thought, well, maybe this is the start.
This is not the volcano. It will be probably, but it's on the same fissure.
Yeah.
It's on the same underground heat traverse system as Vesuvius, and so you can, you, remember that as ones visualize things, as prophecy, let's just put it out there with the word you understand. As prophecy is seen, visions are given to ones. Some go out and say, well, I'm the great fortune teller because I saw this vision.
I don't tell it to anybody.
It's hard to pinpoint these places. And that's why you have a gift. But if you knew it all, you would have a tendency to say it. And the minute that you say it, the adversary goes to work to make sure it doesn't happen that day. That it doesn't happen quite the way that you present it. And remember that always, just as with John in Revelation, he was having to interpret something. And then by the time it's translated, let us say you tell that to George. By the time George has told it to four people, it's not like you told it. Just some little variation. I forgot the name, but I think.
But I'm not telling it to anybody.
Well, I hear you, too. But we're going to talk a little bit about the prophecies and the importance of what you are seeing. And you are here. Whether it's curiosity or coincidence, it doesn't matter which at this moment.
I'm a very curious man.
Well, that's why you've been given to see some things, so that you don't have trouble understanding the truth of it. And you don't question the truth of it. You question why it's this way or that way or the other way. And obviously everyone who knows that it is the truth is eager to know how it happens and to prevent as much as you can from it coming down and getting people informed so they know what to expect. You are going to go into a mass of robotoid idiots, zombies. They are living dead. They just walk around doing whatever they do all day long.
Rapping.
And yet you have a planet that is so packed, and it has, I mean, I have just gotten through dictating because I think it is the most important topic with ones who cannot deal with the Zionist elders' protocols, which has been the plan since the beginning of life on your planet. It has just evolved and goes through these refinements from what you will call the Antichrist or adversary factor on your place. And it has gone up, and then it grew up through the Rothschilds and the banking community and the Zionists and right on until it's now taught in some of the intelligence groups, because the intelligence groups of your world, you see, there are more KGB agents in the American CIA than there are Americans. And those are trained by British intelligence and Mossad. So you've got a worldwide enforcing, conjuring up, how to pull it off, secret society working for a secret government and secret business to get the better of you and to control the world. And it's called Plan 2000. It will be fully operational by year 2000 if they have their way.
Why do you choose for this mean of communication? Why don't you show up yourself?
What would that do to these ones, especially who work for me? Well, I'd get them all killed.
By light? I mean, because of the vibration or what?
No, just because man would come up and kill them. They already have, this scribe of mine has already made this journey back and forth some 5 times in the last 3 years. That's how dangerous it is that we're sitting here even talking about this. I can keep you alive. I can keep you well. I can keep you sheltered.
Is there anything I can do in Europe? Can we communicate in Europe when I'm in Europe?
This is my voice here. I don't know who might be speaking over there. I don't preclude that some one of the commanders might be, well, speaking with you. There isn't any reason. If you are receiving information, then there isn't any reason that you don't pay attention, listen, write it down.
Like,
and you might very well find that, I just warn you,
I do automatic cleaning.
You clean your space because you will pick up every drag from the other side first. And the last thing that you say when you begin to write is if you are of evil, and don't tinker with it. I mean this in intent. It doesn't matter what this says. You say, I demand that if you are of the adversary, you withdraw. And you will know. You will know. But you must come into to balance with that.
Can you tell me something about karma? What has karma to do with all this? I mean, all these people...
For you, nothing. Karma is what is called in the Eastern terminology of rebirthing or reincarnation, a payment or a debt owed for whatever particular kind of lesson you need or actions in one experience or another, and then theoretically you have this against you and you must at some point cleanse that. I disagree with the total concept of that. Lessons are lessons are lessons, and you're going to get your lessons. Everybody who arrives again at the higher experience is going to have passed through lessons. So let us consider what these lessons mean and what they might mean to you or this group sitting at this table. It is not like you think it is. You ones fill unique positions. And this is one thing that causes you great confusion, because you have to learn to remember, because you've all experienced it. You are sent back specifically at this time to function on Earth place during this transition. That means that you are coming from the very highest realms where we all work together. Agreements were made, commitments were made to be available. We have been together at Atlantis, Lemuria, Pan, every major civilization change on the globe we have shared. And now this is the biggest. This is the final major evolution of the planet itself, in which the planet has been so damaged that it has to, in its own right, be cleansed and reclaimed. At the same time, in 1987, in August, you will note that all of the primitive or aboriginal calendars ended. This includes the Incas, the Aztecs, the Mayans, etc. Those ones were already removed from the place. It's time that many of those ones will be coming back. And they're expected. The calendar began again in the final, or let us call it the beginning era of your new relationship to your home base and your central sun, which is Alcyon of Pleiades. You are seven out in the orbiting galactic range, where you will have planets orbiting within your galaxy. We have galaxies orbiting around the central sun, Alcyon, and you are in it. That means that as we move into the photon belt of Pleiades, you are going to move into it, and as you pass into it, you're going to experience 2,000 years of light. You will be getting sunlight from your own sun and from the central sun, at least, of Pleiades. In the beginning, it will be one of the smaller suns reflecting, so that you will have a more gradual integration. Now, many, many things happen, and everybody thinks, well, you're going to come and get us all, and you're going to do this. No, we're not. And when ones are moved to experience within that new society, evil is not coming in. So this is what the Christ speaker said, except by me, shall you come into the kingdom. What is meant by that is your intent to follow the rules as laid forth by God and the universal order you can experience anywhere else. And if you are willing to get off of the place at given blow-up day, we'll call it B-Day, then we can put you into other environments more suitable to your level of growing. But you ones are not going to get away with that kind of behavior. You can experience on this place and you can have all the opinions you want, but you see, we only judge by what is the intent within the soul. And you can lie about it all you want to with this mouth, but you see, I know who you are. And some go their own way because they were trying, they were even trying to mesh it, and it was coming out, oh, I'm here to serve, and then, but don't tell me the truth because that offends me. I want to do this and this and this and this. I would rather have an honest criminal than a lying cheat, and mainly one's lying to selves. I believe that it's all right to do this. Just let's murder a little bit. Well, it says, thou shalt not. That is up to the Creator. And so as you study, and what I have just dictated and written, it is so important that I would hope that you would take a copy of both with you, the tapes, is silent weapons for quiet wars. This was an introductory manual for training for the intelligence groups that would bring into being the Plan 2000. And it needed to wait until electronic computers, high-speed computers, could evaluate data. But the whole plan is based on the ongoing protocols of how to take the world and enslave the masses of people. But this does get it out of a religious aspect so that the Jews can't say, well, you just are anti-Semitic, at which I always find great entertainment in the fact that they are not Semites, so how could I be anti-Semitic when I am basically a Semite? They don't bother to find out their own definitions, you see. They don't know what they're talking about. And it's like the Holocaust. Many of the nations, and I believe, let's see, I believe maybe all of you are from nations that cannot legally speak out against the Holocaust as presented by the Orthodox Jew. And Germany has allowed this to happen. Does that mean I'm a Nazi and in favor of what happened? And does it mean that there was no dastardly deeds pulled against Jews? No, none of the above. It means that there was a better reason for the attitude of the Germans, and the Germans were simply trying to place these Jewish elements who literally declared war against Germany, and they were trying to place these people, and they even had a Palestinian plan to begin to ship them into Palestine. And where you got the most atrocities against human beings were in the Soviet run camps, and yet none of them were set up as death camps. Typhoid fever and typhus both broke out, and there were massive numbers killed. But what really is horrendous and unthinkably cruel is that the pictures they utilize from those death camps or pictures taken out of the Eisenhower Churchill camps after the war of German people and other people that they had restrained in those concentration camps with no food, no shelter, no water, and they also broke out with typhoid fever. So I get passionate about it, and I get angry at the German people who allow this to go on. Mathematically, it cannot be, do you see? And therefore, they have to pass international law to prevent you confronting it. And they do it on the basis of hate crimes. And when a man has to pass a law to force a lie into being, and ones wonder, what happened to your Bible? What happened to your history? This is what happens. So that you come up today and you don't know anything. They have taken your heritage, they have taken your history, and they have brought you away from God so that they could enslave you and use you. Mathematics.